Okay, today is Daf Nun, the 50th Daf of, sorry, the 49th, we started on the base, but the 50th Daf of Masechtes, no, it's Nun. What does Nun mean? Nun means fish. 50th Daf, right, in Aramaic, Nun means fish, right? 50th Daf of Masechtes, you knew that. Of Masechtes, Pesachim, here we go. The third line on top says, it's all, this till the end of the page, it's all Agarata. It says, Vayihi, but we can do it a little quickly. Vayihi b'yom ahu, it will be on that day. Lo yihye or, there won't be any light. Yikros v'kifaon. My, yikros v'kifaon. What do those words mean? Amr Rabbi Eliezer. Ze or, this is the light. Sheyikar ba'olam hazeh. It's very precious in this world. V'kafui l'olam haba. But in the next world, it'll be faded. Right? Why? Because there'll be even a bigger light when Mashiach comes. There'll be even a greater light. It'll make this world so pale in comparison to what we could expect. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu Nega'im Ba'ahalos. These are the Masechtas of Nega'im and Ahalos. Sheyikrin Hain Ba'olam Hazeh. They're very considered very difficult in this world, right? They're very difficult. People don't spend a lot of time learning them. They're very hard. The Kefuyin Hain La'olam Haba. But in the next world, they're going to be very easy, very light. Rishu Ben Levi Amar, Elu Bani Adam. These are people. Sheyikrin Hain Ba'olam Hazeh. In this world, they're considered very precious, very special. In the next world, they're not going to be so impressive. Kiha, the Rav Yosef, Bered, Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Chalashi got sick. V'itz negid. It must be he went into some kind of coma. And Kihadar, when he woke up out of the coma, Amalei Avua, my chazan, what did you see when you in the coma in the next world? The famous Gemara, Amalei, Olam Hafuch Re'isi. I saw an upside down world. Helyonim Lamata, the ones that are in this world. In this world, the Helyonim were on the bottom, right? The people that everyone chases after in this world are on the bottom. V'tachtonim Lamaila, and the low people here were the chashuva people there. Amalei Bini Olam Barer Isa. You saw a normal world. You saw the things clearly. Over here, it's all clouded. Vanan Hechi Hasam, and where are we? I'm not sure what that question is. Like, where are we? But anyway, where do we stand? So he told him, Ki Hechi de Isu Anon Hachinami Istan Hasam. Where we are here, that's where we are over there. So what does that mean? What?
They're the exceptions.
Why?
Why?
Because they're Tamil Chachamim.
They're up right there.
What?
But maybe
they're upright here.
You're saying it's the people that are upright here.
You're talking about the people that say.
No, but I'll tell you why. Because they're respected here because they're chachamim,
right?
And but they're the real deal. So in the next world, they're also respected. You have people. There are people like that. Not every time, right? They're respected here because they're the real deal, and they're respected there because they're the real deal. Now,
they're respected here because they're rich, for instance.
Exactly.
In the next world, they're not going to be respected. It doesn't make a difference.
Right. Like many movie stars are respected here.
Will be nothing.
And in the next world, they're nothing, right? They're the big experts on every political issue. It's movie stars. What do they know? Nothing. But they're very respected. This one said, I think we should... Vishamati, and I heard, Shaya Omer, that they said, Ashrei mi shebal lekan. Lucky, fortunate is the one, not lucky, fortunate is the one that comes here. V'talmudo biyado. And he has his Talmud in his hand. What does that mean? It means many different things. Some say it means you should learn. Some say it means you should write down learning. He came with a book. I came with my sefer that I wrote. What? Well, yeah. Anyway, v'shamati, and I heard, shahayu omer, that they said, harugi malchus ein adam yachol am v'chitzasam. Where the harugi malchus stand, you can't even stand with them. It's so great. Man, who are they? Ilem Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirav. If it's Rabbi Akiva, that's Haruge Malchus. No, Mishum Haruge Malchus v'sulo. What? The reason why they're special is because they're Haruge Malchus. They're Tanayim. Ella Haruge Lud. It's the Haruge Lud. Who are the Haruge Lud? So Rashi says, Shnei Achim Hayu. They were two brothers. Shemasru Atzman Al Yisrael. They gave their life for Klal Yisrael. Shahodu al Atman Arigas Basmelach, they admitted to killing the king's daughter. It wasn't true. They didn't do it. Shahayu, Matilin Osam al Kol Yisrael. By that, but they saved the whole Klal Yisrael. Their names were Pappus and Lulianus. There's a Gemara about this. They stepped up to the king's daughter died. The king was going to wipe out every Jew. So who did this? They said, we did it. So that's an unbelievable act of courage. It's an unbelievable act of courage. That's unbelievable. Now, what the connection is between, I saw an upside down world, and Ashrei Mi Shebal Lakad V'Talmud HaBiyado, and I saw the two people that died, Al Kiddush Hashem, you can't go near those people, they're so great. What's the connection between all three? I don't know. There's an adoption of three things he tells over. Right? What's the connection? I don't know. I'm sure there is one. The truth is actually, there's actually a halachic discussion. Are you allowed to die? Can you give your life to save someone else? So didn't we learn you can't do that? Didn't we learn not that long ago, like in the Chafs, that you can't do that? Right, when the Nazis say, send out somebody, you can't, I'll go. How do you figure that? That happened, and I don't know what they did. The child's about that. But your blood's not redder than anyone else. No one's blood's redder than anyone else's. So you're allowed to do that. So the Sri Dayesh says, you see, for me, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to. They did it. Where Moshe says, no, they only did it because it was the whole guys are all on the line. I'm stomping with some your neighbor. My life stinks. I'll go to them. I'll go to the Nazis. You can have a life. I don't know if I will do that. I don't feel allowed to do that. Right? What's the difference? The difference is here was the whole Klai Yisrael. That's what Moshe said. The whole Klai Yisrael, then maybe it's a different heter. Okay. Now it says, Bayom Ahu on that day, Yiya al Metzilos Hasus, it'll be on the, what's a Metzilos? The travels? The shade. The shade of the donkey. Kodesh Lashem. The horse, I'm sorry. Kodesh Lashem. My Metzilos Hasus. What does that mean, the shade of the horse? Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehosif al Yerushalayim, Hashem will add on to Yerushalayim, ad shahasus rot umatil, like the horse runs and is in the shadow. In other words, how fast can a horse run? Fast. When the sun's up in the sky at 12 o'clock and the horse itself makes a shadow. You go under the horse, you'll be in the shadow. How long can that go? That's how much bigger Yerushalayim is going to be. Ask the Chassam Sofer, doesn't the Mishnah say that nobody ever complained it's too crowded here? So why did it make it bigger? Anyway, there's a nace. What kind of promise is this? I'm gonna make it bigger. Don't worry, there'll be more room.
Huh?
What? What's the difference? Anyway, nobody was ever crowded. So the answer is yeah. Of course, it's a nace, but it's much more beautiful when you don't have to resort to the nace, right? You have to resort to a nace. Wow, look at how impressive! What a beautiful city. Oh, it's a tiny city, but they say when you go in there, you're not crowded. That's a little bit of a half baked. Exactly, that's what it is. It's more chashuv, that's bigger. There's an eighth? Okay, there's an eighth. It's more chashuv, 100%. More chashuv, right. Rabbi Elezer, Omar.
Is the area in which it's permitted to eat kachim kalam and masah shein?
Right, but nobody ever complained. Nobody ever said, I'm too crowded here. The whole thing is an eighth. So Yerushalayim is, we know the Beis HaMikdash is Milam, the whole thing. It's Milam and Ateva, right? You fit things in that don't fit. So what do you need, more room? Like Monty said, because it's chashuv. It's more impressive to the world. This is the capital.
The old city, or if you look at Yerushalayim now, it's never been as big.
This is the reason why this is the city. What can I tell you? This is the city. There's walls around it. You were just there. What?
You expand the area of Yerushalayim. You don't have to rely on a miracle.
I know, so they didn't give that answer. The answer is because it's more chashuv. Anyway, Rabbi Elazar, I'm a kol metzilos shetol and lesus, bein einav. They're going to be so wealthy that even the trinkets that they put on the horse's eye to make it pretty, you know, they put all those, the Arabs have all, even that we're going to donate. We're going to make it Kodesh Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, call Biza, Shabbos is in Yisrael. All the spoils that the Jewish people get, Ad Shah, Shasus Rats, Umatil, as far as the horse could run, Yiyeh Kodesh Hashem. That's also going to be donated to Hashem. Bishlam alamanda amar kol biza shabazazu Yisrael. That makes sense. Hayin dechsev v'haya hasiros beveis Hashem kimizrakim lifnei amizbeach. El alamanda amar bahanach tarti. But if you hold of these two, what two? My v'haya hasiros beveis Hashem. What does that mean? Hasiros beveis Hashem. Milsa achridi kamar. It's a different set aside point. Dimis asri Yisrael. That means rich. The Jewish people will become rich. Umitznad be umaisi, and they're going to be donate and bring. Bishalan or biza. If it make biza make sense. Hainu dichsiv. Veloyeh kinani ode beis Hashem tivakos. Elamand avahanach tardi my veloyeh kinani. What does it mean not to be a kinani? Amar biyirmiya ein kan oni. There'll be no oni here. That's what it means. The kinani minolon ikwi tagor. And how do you know a kinani is called a merchant? It doesn't mean a kinani. It means a merchant. Dichsiv, like it says. Vayarshum Yehuda bas ish kinani. Right? And he married a kinani. My kinani. Ilayim a kinani mamish. It's mamish a kinani. He married a mamish a kinani. Efsher. Ba Avram v'hidras Yitzchak. Avram told Yitzchak, don't do that. Ba Yitzchak v'hidras Yaakov. And Yitzchak told Yaakov, don't do that. Yehuda azel v'nasiv. Yehuda went and married. Now, there is a Rashi in Vayigash that says that they did marry. They did marry Kinanim and they died. That's why when they go down to Mitzrayim, there's no women mentioned, except for Sarah and your Cheved. There's no women, right? Why? We're about everyone's wife. So Rashi said they're all Canaan, they all died. Others say they married twins. It's a machloket. This Gemara is not a universal Gemara. And in Pashtas, there's no one left, right? Lavan didn't have. I don't know. Lavan had grandchildren. There's no one left for them to marry. Because Avram married Yitzchak married from the family. Yaakov married from the family. Who's left? Where are they going to find wives?
Where are all the people that Avram and Yitzchak had as students?
I don't know. What happened to them?
Where are they?
No one knows.
He got married to a couple.
Could be. It could be.
Yeah.
Ella.
You will give them back that.
Ella, Amr of Shurim ben Lakish, Bas Gavra Tagra, the daughter of a merchant. Tichsev, like it says, Kinan B'yadi Ma'ozne Mirma. Ibai Zeh Mehacha, Asher Sochareha, Kitsarim Kinaneha, Nichvedei, Eretz. Okay. Now, V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz v'yom ahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad. In that day, on that day.
Sitter here?
On that day, Hashem will be echad. Right? Hashem will be echad. That's a pasuk in, I think it's in Zechariah, right?
Everything's in Zechariah.
It's pasuk in Zechariah.
Even no,
what?
Even
yeah. So now the Gemara asks, "Atu in the lav echad hu?" Well, now Hashem's not echad. In that day, Hashem will be echad. So what? Now he's not. So Amar Rav Acha bar Chenina. No, it's not. Yeah, he is, but you don't really think that. Why? Because loka olam haba hazeh olam haba olam hazeh. In this world, al basuros tovas amar baracha tov hametiv. We say different things when different things happen to us. It's all for the good, Hashem only does good. We don't see it like, we don't look at it that way. We don't see it that way. Why? Because we don't have the plan. We don't know the plan. So the way you perceive it, nobody ever danced at a Leviah. Why? Because to us, our perspective is, it's a sad thing. Now, Hashem has a plan? Yeah, we don't know it. L'olam haba, Kulo hatov v'hametiv. It'll all be good. Ushmo echad. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. Oh, no. Ushmo echad. My echad. Another vart. Ato idna la shmo echad. Who? Isn't it echad? Amar av Nachman bar Yitzchak. Lok olam hazeh olam haba. Olam hazeh. In this world, nichtav biyud hey. You read Hashem's name. It says yud, then a hey, then a vav, then a hey. How do we read that? V'nikra ba'alef dalet. We read it with a lashon of adnos. Why? Why do we do that? Because it says the Ben Yehoyada, in this world, it's a world of sheker, and not everything that we hear and say and speak, it comes out of our mouth, is the same. We're thinking one thing, we say something else. We see one thing, we don't hold from it. We see, it's a whole fake world. So you see Hashem's name, you don't have the right to pronounce it the way it's supposed to be pronounced. You don't have the right to do that, because you're whole fake. However, Aval Olam Haba, Kulo Echad, Nikra Biyud Hei, V'Nichtav Biyud Hei. You're going to read it, you're going to speak it, just like it's written. Now, one second. It's a different thing. We say in Os Yashir, Hashem Yimloch La'olam Voed. It's not the same pasuk. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was. Oh, it does say. The end of it. V'haya Hashem. L'melech ha'chal ha'aretz. V'yom ahu. V'yach Hashem ha'chad ha'shmar ha'chad. A few lines before that we say, Hashem yimloch l'olam v'ed. Hashem yimloch l'olam v'ed. That means in the future, Hashem will rule forever. Then there's a parenthesis. Anybody say the parenthesis? What does it say? Hashem malchusei ko'im. Now. Hashem is the king now. What's the difference between saying in the future and now? Big difference. Why do we say in Aramaic? I don't know. Anybody have an answer? I'd love to hear one. No one ever thinks about that because everyone's davening so fast. What does this mean? Right? Okay. Savar Rava L'midrash Eberpirka. Rava wanted to darshan that in public. Amalehu Saba Le'olam Ksiv. It says Le'olam. This world is a world of helav. It's a world of concealment. It's a world where there's not that much clarity. You want to get clarity, you have to really spend time on getting clarity. Rabbi Avinu Rabbi Ksiv, it says V'zeh Shmi L'dor Dor. V'zeh Shmi L'olam. V'zeh Zichri L'dor Dor. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lokisha Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. Nikra Ani B'yud Hei. No, I'm sorry. Nichtav ani b'yud hey. I'm written with a yud and a hey. V'nikra ani b'alef talad. And I'm written in an alef talad. Okay? Hajan alach elu overn. Hajan alach elu overn. Hajan alach elu overn. New parak. We are progressing on toward Pesach. So we started off with the night before Pesach. The night before Pesach is B'dikas Chametz night. Now up to Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach is a very unusual day. Even today, it's still a very funny day. Like, what kind of day is it? It's not a regular day, right? It's not a regular Erev Yontif. Many people that work on Erev Yontif don't work on Erev Pesach. It's just not a regular day. Where did it all come from? It all comes from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. Makom shenagu lasos molacha ba'arve pesachim. People that have a custom to work on Erev Pesach, ad chatzos, until chatzos, osin, they're allowed to go to work. That implies that once Chatzos comes, you're not allowed to go to work. Till Chatzos you can work. After Chatzos you're not supposed to work. It's a minhag. This whole paragraph is about minhagim. Makom shenagu shelo lasos. If you have a minhag not to work Erev Pesach, ein osin. Don't go to work. Not supposed to. Why not? Why can't I work? So it's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says on the bottom, shelo lasos, kidei, in order, Shalo yehe tarur b'malacha. You shouldn't be busy at work. You have to go to work. V'yishkach, and you're going to forget biur chamto. You're going to forget to burn the chametz. Ushchitas ha-pesach. You're going to forget to do the carbon pesach. V'tikun matzah. You're going to forget to make sure you have matzah. V'tzorech ha-layla, for that night. The mitzvah l'troach mibod yom. It's a mitzvah to be busy erev pesach. Kedei lo-hesev maher. So right away when you come home from the conference, you can say, after Meyer, okay, now I gotta go search for matzah, I gotta go to some neighbor. That's a mistake. Kedama Perak Basra, Chotvin Matzah, you grab the matzah, right, that's one of the makaras for stealing the afikomen, that loshen, Chotvin Matzah, Balele Pesach, on Pesach night, Beshul Tinokos, Shelo Yishanu, you don't want them to fall asleep. We do everything that the children should be, it's a very special night, we don't want to start delaying the Seder because you forgot to, no, right away get busy. So therefore, after Chatzos, there's a minhag not to go to work. Now, Tosfos gives a completely different answer. What does Tosfos say? Look at the top Tosfos. There's only one Tosfos on the page. Amari, B'shem Riva, the Mefarish be Yerushalmi. It stems from Yerushalmi. Maishna Arve Pesachim Mishal Yontif. Why is Pesach different? Mishum, because Dizman HaPesach Mechatzos Ve'elech, from Chatzos and on. Any day that you bring a carbon, that day is a yanta for you, and that day is asar malacha. That's actually one of the reasons, I believe the Nativ says, that's why you wear a kittel at the Seder, because it was special clothing, because it was a yanta for you. Okay? Uparich, so one second. Im kain, yehe kol hayom asar, it's the whole day should be asar. Kimo yachid, shemevi carbon. Anything you bring carbon, it's also the whole day. It's only chatzos. Umafarish hasam, no. Mishum deroy lahakim bishachris. Any other carbon you can bring the whole day from shachris. Avol pesach, eina yachol lakviv el achachatzos. But a carbon pesach you can only bring it until chatzos. You can't bring it before chatzos. So why should, it's not a yontif before Chatzos. So then it was a totally in the minog. After Chatzos is nothing. Now listen to this. So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas whether it has to do with being busy for the mitzvos or being busy with the carbon Pesach. It's a yontif for you. Is there a nafkamina? So the nafkamina is, let's say, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Rashi's reason doesn't apply. Now it's Shabbos anyway. Shabbos anyway. The question is, what about the day before that? According to Rashi, it applies on that day. You're busy with Bir Chameit and the Matzah. So according to, if that's true, you shouldn't be working. When Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, that Friday should be Aser Malacha. And according to Tosfos, no reason for that. You're still going to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. It's going to be Docha Shabbos. We're going to learn that. So that the Mishnah Berurah said, that's the only last meaning you can think of. Right? What the reason is, what about Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Otherwise, what's the difference? Right? Now listen to Tosfos' following question. He says, Parach, Im Kain, Korban Tamid, which is brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael, Shehu L'Chol Yisrael, V'Karav B'Chol Yom, Yehe B'Chol Yom, Aser B'Malacha. Every day should be Aser B'Malacha. Every day I'm bringing a carbon. Because you know B'Malacha at all. You hear that question? What's his answer? You would think his answer is, that's crazy. That's how he answers. He proves from a pasuk he can't be right. U'mashani, Shiny Tamid. The Tamid's different. Shat Torah Hotziya Min HaKlal. The Torah said, no, it's okay, you can do malacha, d'ksiv after all. It says in Shema, V'yasafta d'ganecha. Somebody's going to harvest. V'yasafta d'ganecha. Someone's going to harvest. Someone who's harvesting. Right? Who's doing that? V'yam kol Yisrael Yoshu Batalim. If no one's allowed to do work, why? Because they brought a Tamid today. Mi'yasif l'onohem davan. Who's doing the work? It can't be that work is Aser. You hear this? It can't be it's Aser. Someone has to do work. Umash mahasam dimida oraisa asura. Maybe it's oraisa. Veniril the apiz manazeh. Veleka hakrava. Kivin shenesar oz. Neshel olam. Says Tosas, don't think there's a heter now. There's no carbon now. No, once they made a rule, the rule sticks. Therefore, you're stuck with the rule. Okay? Good? Okay. Now we get into this massive topic about switching places. I live in a town where they have a minog to yes do work on Erev Pesach. And I move to a town, or I go to a town, I spend the yontif by my in-laws, and in that town, they don't have such a minhag. So what do I do? So, haholech mimakom she'osin, lamakom she'enosin. Oh, or, lamakom she'enosin, lamakom she'osin. Nosnin olav, chumre hamakom she'yatza misham, uchumre hamakom she'holach lisham. You get both chumres. What? All the problems. The main place this comes up is Manazeh, is second day Yontif. Right? If an American is in Israel, or if an Israeli is in America. Right? So if an Israeli is in America, what does the Mishnah say?
They don't follow that.
They don't follow that. It says, you have to hold the Chumrah of the place you're at. Which means they should hold second day. You go to Israel, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, everybody held 2 days. Everybody. Now already it's a day and a half, new things that no one ever thought of. It's fascinating. No one ever thought of that new day and a half.
It wasn't common. You remember Israel for the adult.
I understand.
So it wasn't, nowadays, it was far to go. It's very common for Israel for...
That doesn't change this Mishnah.
It's not because you don't know what day it is, it's Sfeik of Yom, but because of Minim.
That's not a custom. That's
it is because of Minim, not Sfeik of Yom.
It's a machlokes. No, it's a machlokas. Why the second day we still hold it today? Either because it's a minog, or the other way to say it is, since it became so established, it became like a din d'rabbanan.
Don't remember we have insurance?
Yeah, we had it. I know. And by the way, this is the biggest line of all. The al yishana adam de machlokas. Don't cause a machlokas, right? Don't cause a machlokas. Don't change your minhag for a machlokas. Don't do that. Kiyotzebo, similarly, Hamotzi, now there's a halacha like this. You're allowed to eat Shemitah.
You mean going 2 days in Israel would not be Makod Machokas?
What?
Holding 2 days in Israel would not be Makod
Machokas? No, I don't know what that means. No, don't cause.
You have to have a minion by yourself in a quiet place. I mean, that's it.
Right. What? Yeah. What do we mean Porsche and Seabor? There's a bunch of Americans in the yeshiva. It's second day Shavuos. What should we do? Not have a Yom Tov minion?
Yeah.
Right? So I understand. I understand, but it's not so simple. It's not so simple.
I understand, I know.
It's a crazy thing.
Why?
It's a Rashi. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question. We haven't fleshed this out because there's going to be a big distinction between if it's a yeshiv, if there are no Jews there. My uncle just came from Israel. He landed on Shavuot, on second day Shavuot. He left first day Shavuot. He got it second day. He is an Israeli. So when he told me that, he came for a wedding. When he told me that, I was like, what? Then I looked it up. So Shlomo Zalman allowed it. They will allow it as long as you stay in the airport. You can't drive into the town on second day Shavuot. Here I am from Israel. You're in the airport. Some Jews there. And there are.
No.
What?
Yeah.
And they arrived. He arrived 4 o'clock. And he stayed till Matzah Yom Tov. And then he got took a cab. But somebody in my cousin went to get him. The point is, it's a funny thing to do, no? You land in America, the whole America is keeping 2 days. What? So that's how they held. So the airport's Pitina. Who's it? There's no from there. There's no one there. But to drive into Cedarhurst on Yom Tov, that's a funny thing. Anyway, so there's a halacha that you're allowed to eat Shemitah produce in your house as long as it's still growing in the field. That's a halacha on Shemitah. Once it stops growing in the field, the animals ate it all up, you're not allowed to eat it in your house anymore. So the Eretz Yisrael was divided into 3 regions. So what if each region's different? Right? So Hamolich Peros Shviyas. If you take the Peros, Mimakom Shekalu, in a place where they're already finished eating that produce, Lomakom Shelo Kalu, to a place they didn't finish yet. Oh, Mimakom Shelo Kalu, Lomakom Shekalu, Chayav Levayer. You have to get rid of it. Why? You have to take the Chumra of both places. So there's no way you're going to gain here. Oh, over there, you know what? I'll take the apples to Yerushalayim. Over there, still eating apples. I can take. No, because the chumras of the place you came from, they're no longer doing that. So you're stuck. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Teva Havilach Afata. No. Don't worry about that. If you come from a place where it's low kalu, and you're coming now to a place where it's kalu, you could say, invite your friends, come to my town. I'm still allowed to eat, and you can eat with me. So it's a little bit of a machlokas. Okay? Now, the Gemara is a whole other topic. Ma'ir Ya'avre Pesachim. Why does the Mishnah single out Erev Pesach? Every Erev Yom Tov and every Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Malacha. Afilu Arvi Shabbosos V'Arvi Yomim Tovim Nami. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Titania. Ha'osem Malacha V'Arvi Shabbosos V'Yomim Tovim Min HaMincha V'Maila. If you do Malacha from Mincha and on, Ain't a row with Simon Bracha La Olam. You're not going to see a Simon Bracha. That's not a Simon Bracha. So the answer is obvious. Hasam, no. On Erev Shabbos and on Erev Yom Tov, it's Min HaMincha Vol Maila. It's only for Mincha time and on. Not 12 o'clock, not Chatzos. Shabbos is 7 o'clock, so 5 o'clock, you should stop already, get ready. Also, Min HaMincha Maila Uda Asa, Samal HaMincha Lo. What, at 1 o'clock in the morning, so Issa Malacha on Erev Shabbos? No Issa Malacha. Also, Hacha Mechatzos. Hacham echatzos, heretzim chatzos. Inami also, hasam, what does it say over there? Simon bracha hu delo chazi. Ava shamuti lo mashamtin alay. Yeah, okay, you're not going to get a simon bracha. Are we going to put you in cherim if you do it? No. Hacham, but over here, shamuti nami mashamtin alay. We'll put you in cherim. You hear that? It's not a small thing. It's a big thing. It's a big deal. Gufa, haosim alacha ba'arvi shabbat has v'yomim tovim. Arvi yomim tovim, and amincha v'lmaila. Uva Matzah Shabbos? If you do Malacha on Matzah Shabbos? Umatzah Yontif? Umatzah Yom HaKippurim? What's the difference between Matzah Yom Kippur and Matzah Yontif? Uva Chal Makom Sheyesham Nidnun Aveira? And any other time where there's a smattering of an Aveira? Vatsuye Tainis Tzibur? Ain't a row at Simon Bracha La'olam. None of those times you get a Simon Bracha. What's Matzah Shabbos? Says Rashi, Matzah Shabbos. Mishum Kavod Shabbos. Because of Kavod Shabbos. Shemosifin Michal al HaKodesh. Because we add on from Chol, we add on Kodesh. What does that mean? Says the Griz, the Briska Rav. It can't mean. This can't mean that he's talking about the time when we add on Shabbos, right? Why can't it mean that? That's the same thing as Shabbos. What does it mean, covet Shabbos? Says the Griz. What Rashi means is, you shouldn't do malacha before Havdalah. That's what it means. Don't do malacha before Havdalah. Now, that could mean the Havdalah in Davin.
Yes, that's close to Shabbos.
What?
That's close to Shabbos.
Right, so Shabbos is over. I held from toast to Shabbos. Right. And now I'm going to drive to the stadium. I didn't make Havdalah. I didn't Davin Irish. You're not going to see a bracha from that. You're not going to see a bracha from that. Why? That's what it means. You're allowed to do malacha on Matzah Shabbos, not Asher malacha. What does it mean? What does Rashi mean by that? It's Kavod Shabbos. It's a way to end Shabbos. The way to end Shabbos is to make Havdalah. Now, you don't have, to do the whole... In Ma'ariv, it might be enough. You say Hamavdal in Ma'ariv, it might be enough. Then there's the Isser of eating till you make Havdalah at home. With the coats and Besamim and all that. I might not mean you can't drive home on Matzah Shabbos. You probably can.
That's the exception. You can't do malacha, but you can drive home. We didn't have that
one. We had that as an exception. What's an exception?
Drive home is an exception.
What? Look at the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos says, Omari, the Ishi Birushalmi, Hachi Hani Nashi, the women, the Nehigi, they have a minhag, the Lola Ma'ever Avirta Bafuke Shabza, they don't do work on Matzah Shabbos. Lav Minhaga, that's not a minhag. What kind of thing is that? What kind of minhag is that? Who made up that minhag? There's a minhag like that. You can't do work on Matzah Shabbos. Add until Dititfani Sidra Minhaga. What do those words mean? Pirish. That means Shiyashlim Hatfila. They want to daven Ma'ariv, but they want to say some tefillas. Whatever the women say, Matzah Shabbos. That minhag kosher. That's a good minhag. That's okay. Ubaha Ayri Nami Hacha. That's what this means. Same thing as Rashi. It means davening. But right, I mean, it could mean the same thing for Matzah Yontif and Matzah Yom Kippur. Just because the Zman ended, it doesn't mean you go run now and start. You have to make Havdalah. And by the women, they don't make Havdalah before the man comes home. So what is it talking about? It's talking about davening. Havdalah, whether it's some tefillos, they want to say some tehillah, whatever they want to say. That's what it means. I think it's a good part, no? Okay? Tana Rabbanan. We looked at a brisa. Yesh Zariz Vinitzkar. It's somebody who's very zariz and he could gain. Yesh zariz v'nifsa. Some can be zariz and lose. Yesh shafel v'nifsa. You can be lazy and gain. The yesh shafel v'nifsa. You can be lazy and lose. Zariz v'nifsa. How could you be zariz and gain? The avid kulei shabbos. You work the whole Friday, the whole week. Avid mala shabbos. You don't work on Friday. So you zariz the whole week and then you gain because you don't work on Friday. Zariz v'nifsa. How could you be a zariz and you lose? The avid kulei shabbos. The avid mala shabbos. You work the whole week and you work on Friday. So what are you doing that for? Shafel v'nitzka, how can you be lazy and lose and gain? The law of kulei shabbos, the law of mala shabbos. I don't work on the whole week. I don't work on Friday either. Imagine someone tells you that. I'm a shafel v'nitzka.
Yeah.
Right? A new thing. Shafel.
Send the bank a letter.
Send the bank a letter. No, send your father-in-law such a letter. I'm a shafel, but I'm a v'nitzka. I don't work at all. And shafel v'nitzka, then you can be a shafel and lose. How's that? The law of kulei shabbos, you don't work the whole week, but va'avid mala shabbos. On Friday, all of a sudden, you go to work. So what are you doing that for? The whole week, you didn't do anything. Amar Rava, hani nashi de mechuzah, these women in mechuzah, afal gaf de lo avdin avidita, the mala shabbos, even though they didn't work on Fridays. Why did they work? Mishum math nikusa, because they're mifunakos, they're very particular women. I'm not working on a Friday. Who the avikal yom and amiloka of? They don't work the whole week anyway. Afilu hachi, shafal v'nitzkar, kirinanle. I'll call them a shafal v'nitzkar. They're not doing it because they're lazy. They're doing it because they don't work. That's still good. It's still a good thing. On Friday, they're getting ready for Shabbos. Rava Rami, Rava brought a stira. Ksivit says, ki gadol ad ha-shamayim chatecha. Until the heaven is your chesed. Ksivit says, ki gadol me'al shamayim chatecha. Above the heaven. Ha-ketzad, how's that possible? Kan, ba'osin l'shma. When is it above when you do something l'shma? The kan, and when is it not? Osin shelo lishma. Who could the Yehuda? Don't be Yehuda Marav. Laolam Yasak Adam Betorah Mitzvos Aval Bi shelo lishma. Even if shelo lishma, Shemitok shelo lishma, Bal lishma. Very famous. Says Rashi. The Rashi doesn't say anything. Tosfa says, but there's a Gemara that says in Brachas Kol Osek Betorah shelo lishma Noach lo shelo nivra. It's better had you not been created. So what's going on? Now we say Lo Lishma is fantastic. Because Lo Lishma will lead to Lishma. So Tosfos answers, the Lo Lishma over there, is he doing it to fight? I'm learning just to be a smart guy, a wise guy. I'm learning just to give the rabbi a hard time. And every time he says something in a shir, I'm going to prove him wrong. Such a person, that's better that guy that was not created. You're learning Shalom Lishma. What's Shalom Lishma? You want Kavod, you want a Shidduch, whatever it is. That will come to Lishma. Right? That's okay. That's okay. Do that, it'll come to Lishma. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Hametzape v'schar ishto v'rechayev. If somebody's waiting for the schar of his wife, he's waiting for his wife's salary, he's waiting for his wife's paycheck, or he's waiting for the paycheck from the rechayim, ain't a row of simmer brachal olam. That's never going to amount to anything. Why? Schar ishto, what's the schar ishto? Mas kalusa. Now we're not talking about your wife as some doctor. What do women do in those days? They had no education, they had no profession. She would go to the market and weigh things in a scale. Give her a penny to weigh something for you. You're not going to make any money like that. That's what you're waiting for. That's the big payday. She can go stand on the street corner and weigh things for people. That's all she could do. Right? And not only that, Rashi says, it's mitzvah ishto al schar mua. It's embarrassing to send your wife to do that in the street. It's an embarrassment to her. Right? Rechaya agarta. And what's the rechaya? You rent out the mill. Aval ovda umizbaze, aval ovda umizavna, ashtabuchim mishabach feikra, dechsiv sadin asas of a timkar. But if she could sew and sell clothing, that's already something chashuv. She has that ability. Right? But sadin asas of the sadin that she made, timkar, you'll sell it.
And therefore, this simbracha?
That would be okay. That would be okay. What's not a simbracha? To make her go stand in the street corner and sell pencils.
Basically, you're saying she can't degrade your wife.
Exactly. Exactly. Right, so if she wasn't able to do it, what she could do? Sell pencils in the street corner. That's a degrading thing. Only who does that? Right, but if she has a skill, okay, skill's a skill. Different story. Tan Rabbanan, Hamestasher, Bekanim Uberkankanim. If somebody rents out jugs and cups and things like that, any row is simon brachal. I'm not going to see a simon from that. My time of why? Kiva dinafish. Since it's their bulk, it's a bulk item. It's pechayu shelter bo'ena. People think that, you know, whoa, this guy's got so much merchandise. Look at this. Wow, the truck came. Nothing in them. Right? It's junk. So people get jealous. They give you an ayin hara. Tana Rabbanan. Tagrei simta, the merchants in the street, ubegadli behem adaka, and people that sell small animals, the kotzei say ilonos, tovos, and they cut down good trees. Noagin alein b'chelek yafa, or the guy always asks for the good portion. Ein roa simon brachal olam. My time of why? The Torah b'inchi. People are wondering about you. What's the matter with you? Why do you behave like that? You're cutting down normal good trees? But you always have to get the first one at the kiddush? You always... That doesn't sit well with people. That you don't see a simon bracha like that. Tana Rabbanan. Dalad prutos ein ben simon l'olam. There are four jobs that you're never going to see any money. Number one. Schar kosvin, a sofer. Schar meturgamin, a guy who's meturgamin the rabbi's speech. And he writes it down, maybe. Schar Yisomim, if you're in charge of the Yisomim, and Umos, Habos, Medina Sayyam. Overseas money. One more minute. Bishlam Schar Metargaminan, Mishum Demechsik Schar Shabbos. The Gemara gives a drasha. Then Matzah Shabbos, you send out an email of the drasha. So it looks like you did it on Shabbos, no? Mos Yisom Nami, Lavane Mechilaninu. It's very difficult when you're dealing with Yisomim, because they're distraught people, every penny, and you're trying to manage their affairs. It's never gonna be a good relationship. Not every day there'll be an ace. You're waiting for the ship to come from overseas. It got stuck at the port. It sunk. Not every day you can rely on an ace. The money will come. Elis chak suv in my time. Why can't you be a sofer? Amr of Shehuda ben Levi. Chof dal ta'aniyos Yoshu anche knesses like a dola. Al kisvei sofrim tefillin and mezuzos. Shlo yitz asrin. They shouldn't become rich. Why not? Shalmol yitz asrin. If they became rich, ain't kosvin. Now why should they do it? It's a lot of it's a very big avoda. Well, I don't have to do that. I'm rich. Go get from someone else. You never know where to get from. So because of that reason, they made, it was like sort of like a built-in, they're not going to be rich. They're going to remain poor. And we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Chesed will be here tomorrow, the rest of the week. So it's Shabbos on the Monday. And I thought that the two dots by Tana Rabbanan and Kosvei Sarab Tulu and Mezuzos. I left it for you. All right, everyone have a very good day.
Unless you don't want to get to the top of that one. I'm not.